the dollar is strong, isn't it?
It's great if you're going overseas. Yeah. Absolutely. It has been strong now for the last month, month and a half, and that has made it a little bit more difficult for U.S. companies that are doing business overseas. It's good if you're importing things. You're going to import things a little bit cheaper. But if you are doing business overseas and they're buying your products, it makes that a little bit more difficult, as well as for investors investing in international markets. If you're investing in emerging markets or Europe, Asia, et cetera, whatever profits you're making there are getting translated back into a stronger dollar, so that diminishes some of your return.
U.S. Crude oil prices are high. Does that mean the price at the pump is going to be going up here soon?
It's unusual that we see the fall prices at the pump rise. Usually the peak is somewhere in April, May, just ahead of the summer driving season, and it usually tails off until late November, early December. This year might be a little bit different, where we're going to see energy prices a little bit stronger than we normally see this time of year. We still have the special petroleum reserve at very low capacity, and at some point that's going to need to get filled. So there's some pressure on energy prices going higher.
And obviously, the administration is going to do what they can to keep that price down heading into the election, right?
Yeah, and there's not as much oil for them to drain from the SPR. I think it's about 30% capacity right now. So 60% needs to be filled at this point.
So we have the inflation reports and retail sales numbers coming this week. What are you forecasting?
My magic eight ball says, wait, and we're going to be data dependent. I think the inflation numbers will be a little bit stronger. There's some discussion that we're going to see higher inflation, especially core. They're redoing some of the numbers. So this is something that the Federal Reserve and other agencies in the U.S. go through and make some adjustments. So we might see a little bit higher, hotter core, which means the Fed's going to stay engaged. Fed meets in 2 weeks. So we could see a Fed that the expectations are they're not going to raise rates this time, but in November, that may change with a hot inflation number. Retail sales is going to be important because we get to see what the consumer's doing as opposed to what they say they feel the economy is or how their present situation is.
Why the large declines in the, you call them, safe stocks?
Yeah, it's interesting because utilities are one. Utilities are kind of tied to interest rates. So as interest rates go up, utilities are kind of seen as an interest rate surrogate. But we're seeing it in a lot of the consumer stocks, like the Procter & Gamble's we saw yesterday, Smucker's buying out Hostess. So you'll now be able to get jelly-filled Twinkies, I guess.
We need those.
We do. Anything we can do to get more Twinkies. Those companies are still on the expensive side. They've actually come down. Those yields are now 3% plus for a lot of those companies, but their earnings have been flat, and that's one of the things that a lot of people look to those companies anticipating a recession or something like that. Those are the safe stocks because no matter what happens, we're going to be buying our Twinkies.
A lot of focus on Apple today. Will that affect any other stocks besides Apple, or is it even too late with Apple? Has that already been built in?
You know, I'd like to say it's been built in, but certainly there's always a lot of activity around the event today. It does have an impact. We heard yesterday news that Qualcomm is going to continue to provide chips for Apple through 2026, and that had a positive impact on Qualcomm. We will hear more about what they decide they want to do with their ecosystem, and yes, it's going to have an impact on some other stocks that are all providing various bits and pieces for the Apple products.
I know last time we talked, we were anticipating some interesting chatter from the Fed officials, but we didn't really didn't get it, did we?
No, we didn't. They were remarkably consistent in their discussions that they're still, surprisingly, data dependent. And that they're still vigilant on inflation. And to a certain extent, their job not yet done. So kind of a wait and see approach. And it, you know, it is frustrating for investors because there's really nothing that they can look at and say, okay, this is where interest rates should be. This is what the Fed should be doing. So when everybody is data dependent, that means that every data point becomes that much more important, even though it may be a second or third tier economic data point.
And what about the real estate market and how are mortgage rates affecting things right now?
It's slow. Where you're seeing activity is in new house, new home construction. That's doing very well. But if you're purchasing somebody else's place, that that is very, very slow at this point. Mortgage rates ticked down just a little bit last week, but we're still around 7%. And then there's an awful lot of people that we talk to. They're like, you know, I've got a 3% mortgage. Why am I going to move? I'll just stay here. That may have a lasting impact on some of the home improvement stocks. So Lowe's, Home Depot, et cetera. If I'm going to stick around my house, maybe I'll fix it up a little bit or, you know, put some new paint on the walls as opposed to pick up and move.
And when you talk about the real estate market, are you talking about homes, not city condos, for example?
Right. You know, well, city condos, even the same way, because, you know, very rarely am I going to go in with an all cash offer, although we are seeing a lot of that. But new construction is where all the activity is at this point, because a lot of the home builders are able to finance maybe a little bit less than your stereotypical mortgage out of a bank, because they're carrying their own loan and they may have their own deal. That's where you're seeing the activity is in new construction. You're not seeing it on secondary homes that are coming up on the marketplace. Some markets are still very hot, others pretty cold at this point. But in general, we're still seeing higher prices for homes across the United States and higher mortgage rates as well.
Paul Nolte, Murphy and Sylvest, thanks for coming up, Paul. Good to see you as always. Enjoy your breakfast Twinkie now.
Thanks, I will.
Yeah.